The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as we mentioned, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will end tonight after it was cancelled on CBS last July, 3 days after Colbert slammed the network for settling a lawsuit with Donald Trump. Colbert has hosted the talk show since 2015. And to find out more about the behind the scenes and to gauge public sentiment about the show's ending, we're joined now by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, and News Talk's own attendee of The Late Show, Eamon Torsney. David, I'll come to you first of all. The politics of this, remind people of what happened.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen Colbert's show has run for 11 years and has been notable for its ongoing satirical critique of Donald Trump. And sometimes Trump would push back on social media and blast Colbert. And it came to a head last year when the owner of the CBS network, Paramount, needed government approval for a deal for a merger with Skydance Media, and Colbert criticized that as a big fat bribe, and a few days later he was dismissed. Now the official reason for the demise of The Late Show was financial. They said late night TV is struggling for money these days, and there is some truth in that, but most observers felt the timing was just too suspicious, that Colbert was a sacrificial lamb to appease Trump so that the government would not block this merger between Paramount and Skydance. And of course, there is a pattern here because Trump has gone after other late-night TV hosts who criticised him, particularly Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, and very publicly. And Jimmy Kimmel, of course, went off-air for a period of time and then re-emerged on air, of course, again. What do ordinary Americans make of this? Do they care? Is it very politicized along the divided lines of Republicans and Democrats? Or have people gotten used to the President of the United States taking pot shots at talk show hosts, very personalized pot shots, and that perhaps some heads will roll as a consequence?
I think probably a little bit of all of the above. Remember, late night TV used to be this huge unifying force in America, and particularly the host Johnny Carson on NBC pulled in more than 20 million viewers, I think, and it was the sort of thing everyone would talk about the next day. That era has clearly gone now with digital fragmentation and people watching clips on YouTube. So, you know, there are millions of people who don't watch this show and don't particularly care about it. On the other hand, in the liberal bastions of New York and Washington D.C. and elsewhere, Colbert had a following who really regarded him as a beloved figure, a satirist, also a model of decency and an antidote to some of the darkness of the Trump times. And those people have protested outside the theater. I think they're going to be in mourning tonight when it's the last show. And it's also a sign of the times that these shows used to be very politically neutral. This one is more divisive. Certainly, Trump and his supporters will not be mourning the end of The Late Show, but there are lots of people who will.
Has Stephen Colbert said anything himself about all of this, or are all eyes going to be glued to tonight's show, where I would expect him to address it in some manner or form?
Yeah, he's given a few interviews where I think typical of the man who's always been positive, never giving up on America, even when he's got criticisms of Trump, and he's talked a lot about his Catholic faith and the loss of his father and brother in a plane crash years ago, and really manifested sort of decency and a generous spirit. He has tried to look on the positive side. He's not in interviews kind of slammed CBS or Trump. He's said he's grateful for the 11 years he got. On the other hand, just the other night on his show, the first host of The Late Show, David Letterman, who launched it in the 1990s, he came back on, and together they had a cake dedicated to The Late Show, and they tossed it off the roof of a building and watched it splatter on the ground below. And Letterman had some choice words for CBS bosses for axing it. I think Colbert is disappointed, but he's grateful for his run. He realizes, he'll be in demand. He's got a lot of future options. He's managed to take some satirical swipes at CBS and Trump, but he's avoided bitterness.
Yeah, a likable man. And as you say, always came across as very decent. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is David Smith, their Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. And I'm joined now by News Talk's own Eamon Torsney, because, of course, Eamon, you have been to The Late Show not once but twice and seen both hosts.
I have indeed, yeah. And I was only looking back, I realised that it was only when Letterman had just started, effectively, that I got to see the show. So you know yourself, you go to New York, you pay top dollar for everything, and suddenly you realise your bank balance is empty and think, what can I do for free? Mm. And the option was there. We said, oh, here, we can go and see a taping of Letterman. It was amazing because our hotel was the Americana Hotel, which was right beside the Ed Sullivan Theatre. It was just by chance. And it was kind of handy because it was minus 17 degrees in New York City the day we went to go, and so it meant that initially you had to ring
a number. Free and warm.
Free and warm, exactly. Yeah, and also meant that kind of the queue wasn't as big as you'd expect back then. And of course, it was a different New York as well. So like the World Trade Centers were there, the Hudson had frozen over. But I remember you had to ring a number and you answer kind of a trivia question. You know, who's the leader of the band, and then you were invited to join the queue the next day. So we got in there, and I was a fan of Jay Leno at the time.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh, what's this big deal though about Letterman, you know? And when you're in the audience, the monologue comes on and he has this charisma, and I kind of thought, oh, I get it. I get why they like him. And then I don't think there was that important of a guest the night I saw him, but it was just great. It was such a slick show.
And Colbert, what did you make of him when you saw him?
Well, interesting. So we were talking about 19 years. Last October, we had heard about it was going to be the last season. I had to apply in August for a ticket. We managed to get one. And again, it was a slick show. They were about to demolish the East Wing of the White House. So that was the topic of the day. And the monologue was terrific. And it's interesting. I did sit there and I enjoyed it. And they whipped up the audience into a frenzy before it. You know,
yeah,
they had this
I was at Seth Meyer once and they were cue cards to laugh.
Oh,
and
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I nearly jumped up and said, I am Spartacus. They had such a frenzy at one point. And but, you know, the monologue was good. And I did sit there. Emma Stone was the guest and she was talking about Begonia, which kind of didn't really interest me that much. But it was
apparently
interesting. I sat there and I thought, if you weren't, you know, politically involved or you didn't have, like, the entertainment was gone. So Letterman was all about entertainment. This was political satire. So the whole thing had changed completely over the years. So it was interesting what David had to say there. And, you know, the monologue was great. He delivered it brilliantly. And then the second guest was a podcaster who, again, it was political, and you could see where they were trying to kind of lighten the mood then as well, because, you know, it was running out of steam after an hour, you know. So, look, he was great. He's polished. He's a great performer, you know, and great delivery.
A bravery, you know, in that environment to take on the role of political satirist, because Trump does not like that, probably doesn't even understand satire, but certainly doesn't like any kind of criticism at all.
No, not at all. And but then, you know, at the end of the day, that was the show's shtick, if you like, by the end of it all. And I do think as well, the whole China Chat Show era is really, you know, going through a real phase there. You know, there's no, they're all looking for their carpool karaoke moment rather than, you know, the other items that would entertain you in the
you
past.
Would fear, I don't know, I just fear the death of satire. I think it says something about where society is going. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Eamon. As ever, that is our own Eamon Torsney.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.